Novelist Octavia Butler wrote science fiction that grappled with sexism and racism. Miss Butler died last week at the age of 58. She was the first African-American woman to succeed in the sci-fi genre. She was a private person who loved good conversations. Since 2001, she had a lot of them with independent editor Sharon Ball.
Octavia and I would talk on the phone for never less than 2 hours at a pop. We had our last conversation about 3 weeks ago. Back when I was cultural editor at NPR Washington, I received in the mail an advance copy of her novel Parable of the Sower. It's the story of a young black woman afflicted with a crippling form of empathy. She literally feels other people's pain. She also feels their pleasure, but in the book's crumbling America of the future, pain is dominant, and for her, life-threatening. I'd never considered myself a science fiction fan, but this story knocked me out. I set out to read everything Octavia E. Butler had ever written. Her stories explore the notion that humans are hierarchical by nature, genetically wired to figure out ways to claim superiority over others. Her work spoke to my own struggles with ambition, ego, and fear. When Octavia came to Washington to give a lecture at the Hirshhorn Museum, I stood in line with all the other excited fans to get an autograph. When my turn came, I stupidly babbled that I just loved her work and I, too, always intended to write. "Well," she said, not unkindly, "you'd better get to it." About a year later, through her agent, I pitched Octavia the idea of writing an essay that imagined a world in which racism did not exist. She turned out to be a big public radio fan and accepted the commission. When her agent gave me her home number to follow up, the fan in me freaked out. But Octavia Butler turned out to be fun, direct, matter-of-fact, genuinely kind, real people. After her segment aired on NPR, I called to thank her, and we ended up talking for hours. In the years since that first conversation, we probably clocked weeks of phone time. Sometimes she talked about her struggle with writer's block brought on by medication for the high blood pressure which runs in her family. Often, she would crack us both up with a hilariously graphic story about some medicinal side effect. She loved it that people loved what she wrote. She didn't pretend to be bored with celebrity or annoyed by admiration. Once, when we were both in New Orleans for a conference, we went off exploring together and found an African-American bookstore. And yes, there on the shelf was Kindred, her classic novel about a modern middle-class black woman snatched backward in time and into slavery. The women behind the counter recognized her and squealed when she confirmed that indeed she was Octavia E. Butler, the writer. She stood pleased and calm amid the hubbub as the women ran around grabbing up copies of Kindred for her to sign. Her pleasure in that moment warmed everyone in the room. Last Monday, listening to NPR, I heard the words, "Science fiction writer Octavia Butler has died." I froze and broke. She would label what I did next just plain silly. I called her number and listened to her voice on her answering machine, the voice that had so often greeted me on my home machine. "Hi, Sharon. This is Octavia. I'll be talking to you."